Blog Talk Radio. Just be good, baby.
You can have my love.
That glinted silver in the sun, quiet, unassuming in the midst of his daily routine. I had stopped through my favorite burger spot. It was lunchtime, and the place was busy when I saw him from the corner of my eye. Sitting alone near the exit, I decided that would be my route. I placed my order and glanced his way. He saw me. A tiny smile tinged the corners of his full lips, and I knew this blackberry jam was mine for the taking. A coy smile back and returned to my task set things in motion. I picked up my tray from the order station and headed for drinks and condiments, grabbed some ketchup and mayo packets and turned to get my drink. And there he was, a full head taller than me and broad, thick in all the right places with just a little Buddha belly showing. I almost bumped into him and he smiled. And what a smile it was. Pearly whites with slight imperfections that just made it that much more infectious. Before I could speak, he asked, was I dining alone? With hooded eyes, I met his gaze and said, only if you're not inviting me to join you. His brilliant smile became blinding at my response, so he picked up my tray as I filled my cup and followed him. He introduced himself as Nico and told me he was new in town, a transplant from the deep south by way of the Gullah Islands. His rich accent barely hidden and so musical that I was mesmerized. Conversation was easy, and time simply slipped by. We didn't even notice the sun was setting till the overhead lights popped on. And it was then that he said, may we continue this elsewhere? He rose from the table and cleared it away, and as I gathered my things, I felt his hand massage the back of my neck. His touch was warm and strong as he leaned in to grab my jacket and help me into it. Bending his frame to my body, he spoke into my ear, told me He had found a beautiful spot to watch the sky and wanted to know if he could show it to me. I was giddy as a schoolgirl in this man's presence, and I couldn't have said no if I tried. My car was parked on the other side of the building, so he walked me over and asked if I prefer to follow him or should we ride together. Still aware that he was new to me, I said I'd follow him. So he put me securely in my car and said he'd pull around. His sleek black SUV looked older but well kept as he lowered his window to wave me on. I pulled behind him and was immediately familiar with the route. A little alcove by the water, I myself had spent time watching the sunset. There were park benches facing the horizon and a slight chill in the air. It was cool now and my light jacket wasn't enough, but he anticipated this and pulled an ornate handmade quilt from his trunk. He covered us and told me the story of his mamaw, the Geechee woman who had made this for him, so he could always have a piece of home with him wherever life carried him. Raising his arm to invite me in, he pulled the quilt tightly over me and we sat and talked as the red, orange, purple hues turned to velvety black and the stars matched the glint in his eyes. It felt like the home I'd never had, warm, secure, caring, and strong. I didn't ever want to leave this feeling. So I rested my head on his shoulder and conversation stood still. It was only the sounds of distant traffic, lapping waters, bird songs, and breathing when he pulled me close and kissed my forehead. I instinctively closed my eyes and took it all in. He lingered there as if anticipating what to do next. Then he shifted, resting his chin where his lips had been, and said, "I know this sounds crazy, but I feel you're why I'm here." And before I spoke, he said, "I took this job here to get away from my home. For as much as I love my people, they can be too much at times. I'm an only son, and I never took a wife because I never felt like I feel today. And our culture is strong and feels that a man should never be truly alone. But sitting here now with you under Grandma's blanket, you have shown me my true home." Speechless, his tears filled my eyes, and he held me tight and rocked me. That was 25 years ago, and I haven't spent a day without him since. And he's still finding time for us to sit under Grandma's blanket by the waters near our Gullah Island home. And it's absolutely true what they say, because this blackberry jam has been a blessing in my life, and I'm forever his. I'm lit. He's just in service. Welcome, one and all, to the Inkwell. That was my piece, Blackberry Jam. I want to thank you all for coming through and joining me here tonight. I hope we're going to have some fun listening to some good music and some amazing poetry. We're here to ask you the question, what moves your pen? Bring us whatever it is you're feeling like spitting tonight, and let's talk about why you wrote it. Now, it's Paving Bills here. This show is sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? Owner and proprietor, author Larry Maddox, designs beautifully handmade custom jewelry with gorgeous healing gems and stones, and it's available on every platform. But if you can't find it anywhere, please feel free to give us a call and get in touch with any of us here at Epiphany. We can put you in touch. I got mine. You got yours? Okay, so once again, it is the Inkwell And if you're listening online and you really want to join into the queue, you got something you feel like you want to fit, then please call us at 319-527-6300. And please do not forget to press the 1 to join us here on stage, right here on the Epiphany Network. So now with all that said, I see our very first caller here, and it's a familiar face. It is C-Double 34 Music. Hey, C-Double, what's happening with you?
Hi, Miss Lisa Lips. How are you doing? I am doing very good. I enjoyed the Blackberry Jam. The Buddha belly, you must have been looking in my mirror.
There is something inherently sexy about a little bit of belly on a man to me.
Yep. Well, it's a good thing I can move it, so, well, never mind.
Okay, C-Double-L. So I know you brought something through for me tonight.
Oh, yeah, I believe I have. I'm not sure. But I'm going to try it. And I want to thank you and all the Epiphany family for teaching me one thing. And that is I can repeat a poem over again. I don't have to just do it once.
Absolutely. Yeah, we like hearing stuff over again. It reminds us. And we hear something different in it every time you do it. So, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, so with all that said, I'm going to adjust the spotlight and give you this mic. So the mic is yours.
Thank you. This piece is called Trust. You ask, how can I say I love, but I don't trust you? I admit, I still have issues from the things I've been through. I believe my past relationships shaped me in this way to where I stay in conflict and confusion of what love is, and I'm scared. To be transparent for you, to see my fallacies, my inner immorality, not to mention my sudden shallowness. You see my good side that hides my true self in camouflage, confirmed by insecurities, wondering, am I who you really want? Scarred, bruised, sliced by emotional machetes. I let myself by women that weren't the best for me, yet I settled for between the sheets and between their thighs, magnetized by necessity of nectar juice. I subjected myself to the spells of witchcraft that I never knew. This game of competitiveness was evident in every epic mess. The episodes where they'd want me to switch roles so I could be emasculated and effeminate. I became furious, accepting styles being lured by sex, that I truly think going for it again might be ridiculous and ludicrous. So I beseech you, make me a believer like Luther sang. I've looked for love in the wrong places, and all I ask is for you to be patient. Don't hurt me, baby, and don't make me ashamed of myself. I'm ready, willing to put my heart on the shelf. As fragmented and fragile as it is, please don't let it break. Be the soulmate, my love for life and like, and don't become another mistake. I want to trust. I want to love, and I want to be loved. Can I trust you? You remind me of Alexander O'Neill song. Sometimes I'm scared to get serious. I get the feeling that I'm all locked in. You might be the girl who would break my heart if I take the chance and go out on a limb. Can I trust you? In peace.
I'm almost speechless. That was beautiful. That was absolutely beautiful.
Thank you.
So, you know my question. What prompted you to write that?
You know, there was this song about a few years ago by this keyboard instrumentalist genius by the name of Robert Glasper. And the song was called Trust. And the singer of it was Marcia Ambrosius of the group Floetry. So when I listened to that, I was peeling onions. I hit my finger with a hammer. And I was watching Brian's Song starring Billy Dee Williams.
Okay.
That's as far as I'm going with that. I'm not going to take. No, no. There you go. Yeah. Yeah.
And so it took you someplace, did it?
I was misty. I think it was allergies, you know, something like that. Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway.
Yeah, it was pollen season. I understand.
So I went there, and it just, the words just kept coming, and it would have been something I would have said before I got married. Can I trust you?
Single woman in this world, I understand way too much about that.
Yeah.
But I thank you so much for bringing that piece through. That was so touching. It was beautiful.
Thank you so much. And once again, thank you for the indirect advice that you and the rest of the Epiphany family gave me. I'm learning.
Absolutely. And it's kind of hard. When you write it yourself, you're writing your own stuff. You know what you've written. You know how it feels to you, how it sounds to you. But you feel like you got to present something new every time you step in front of people. But people haven't heard all of your stuff. So, you know, you may read that same piece in 10 different places, and there's guaranteed to be someone in that crowd that hasn't heard it before. So, you know, and I mean, we play songs over and over. We read the same books over and over. So, you know, it's a place for us to always repeat things, because there's somebody that ain't heard it, and it's going to touch somebody.
Yeah. It takes the limits off me. That's the big thing that it does for me this year. So I'm good.
Absolutely. Well, I appreciate you. You get to open the lounge tonight. I don't know what you're wanting to drink, but whatever it is that you decide you want will be our drink special for tonight.
Thank you, and I will leave the poetic Viagra alone.
Okay. Speaking of which, I see La Perla Negra right behind you here, so we already in line.
Oh, my goodness. I'll like it, too.
All right, C-Double, we'll head on over to the lounge, and let's get La Perla Negra up here. Thanks for coming through. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic, Miss Lips.
C-Double 34 music in the house, over there mixing drinks and getting things started in the lounge. And as I said, I see my girl, La Perla Negra, in the background. Now, I got to explain some things here. The other night, I don't know if you heard him, but he came on behind us and said that the two of us sounded like poetic Viagra.
Viagra, yeah, he did. He sure enough did. I'm going to learn how to incorporate that either in my daily vocabulary or in a piece somewhere. I'm going to say that again and again. Y'all going to start hearing me use that term, because I was like, what?
I think we need to collaborate on something so we can use that phrase in it.
Oh, yes. That was funny, too funny. How you doing tonight, Diva?
I'm good. No need to complain. It's a beautiful, hot Friday night here in Tuskegee. It has been 90 degrees today.
Oh.
So, yeah. So I'm just trying to chill out, drink some cool iced tea, and enjoy this music and this poetry and just chill.
I hear that. It felt like a warm fall day. So it wasn't like warm. It was kind of like not brisk. It was a nice breeze blowing, but it was more on the cool side than it was the warm side. It was nice, though. I enjoyed it. I was out and about for a bit, handling some business, and I had my son with me. Excuse me. So I had a pretty good day. And now I'm been back home, and you know how I do. Or as the foreign ladies say on the tutorials, I've been crocheting. They don't say crochet, it's been crocheting.
I know that you crochet for your own purposes, and you do sell a few pieces, but listen, I'm here to say I have seen her work, and this lady can make some beautiful pieces of stuff. I'm trying to figure out how I can put together some pennies so I can get some yarn, so I can get something sexy and cute from her.
You will definitely get something. Absolutely. I got you.
Don't get caught up in just the poetry, folks. She's got a talent that is well worth any money you spend on it to get these pieces because they're beautiful.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, if y'all want something made, holler at your girl. I got you. Let me know. If I haven't done it before, I'll definitely learn how to do it.
Absolutely. All right, so what did you bring through for us tonight?
Well, this is something y'all was speaking on, pieces that that we as poets sometimes we tend to repeat. This piece I have tonight is one, I haven't done it in a while. Actually, I had asked another poet to put her magic on it, but I'm going to do it. May not sound as good as she did it, but I'm going to give it a try. So.
All right. Well, let me bring this light down a little bit because we're too shorty. And see them a little taller. So let me bring this mic down a little bit. And the mic is yours.
Thank you. Sometimes poetry can hurt because we come to ascertain a raw, uncut truth from deep within when touched by its words. Yet love remains the drug that's the high, not the pill. So we stay. Longing for, praying for a rewind to that headspace in those few moments just before truth splattered pain all over your heart and singed your skin. Because ignorance is bliss until knowledge kicks in. Now you're questioning, were you ever, are you, will you ever be enough? It's unavoidable. Inevitable even to escape the imminent danger from the shock to the delicate balance of your nervous system. Now your whole belief is that life is over, or at least you want it to be. And some of us, we buffer hedonistically, while others corner ourselves to sulk. But me, I just watch in lengthy silence as my words scar over. But after the after effects, it's really quite silly if you think about it. Because no matter how deep the cut, we love. And we'll always eventually find ourselves giving in and in it again. And that's that piece.
I love that piece. I've heard you and I heard Janice do the piece, and both of you put a different spin on it, but I love that piece. So what brought that piece about?
So it wasn't actually about poetry. A lot of people think that that's what it's about. my feelings got hurt from a friend of mine who, unfortunately, I had to remove from my life because their words, they cut me really, really deep. And I don't think it was their intention to do it, but there have been other things said and inaction that caused me to feel a certain way, and I was undeserving of it. And I said, I can't do this anymore. Trying to just remain friends and, you know, allowing you to continue to just be yourself in my life is doing damage to me. So I had to let him go, and I just started writing. And that's where the line came from, praying for a rewind to that headspace in those few moments just before truth splattered pain. Because he was being honest. It's just it was a very quick emotional reaction and response instead of him falling back and thinking for a second, maybe I shouldn't, you know, react this way, or I should calm down before I react. And I'm not mad about the truth. It's just that his truth hurts me. So okay. I had to release him, you know. I'm not holding nothing against him, but I know it would be more damaging to allow him to stay a part of my life than it would for him not to be.
Okay. Yeah. Truth is sometimes hard to face, you know. I have been debating with a similar situation in my life where it's someone that's been in my life for decades, really. But some of their actions, you know, are not showing me that the care goes both ways. And that I'm always there for them, but they're not always there for me. And they expect that they can pick up at any time and I'm there, but then when I try to talk to them, it's a whole nother thing. It's like they like go into like auto mode, and I can hear them, and they're not really listening to what I'm saying, you know, and I'm starting to really feel like it's something that I need to just eliminate from my life, because I've become essentially a garbage dump. They call me and dump all their stuff on me, and then they go on about their business, and they're fine, and I'm living with their burden now.
Yep. And then you have no place to release. I get
right.
it. Oh, boy, do I get it. Trust me. Yes. Yes. And that was, shout out to C-Double, that was an amazing piece, as always.
That was beautiful. That was absolutely beautiful.
And yours, that story, that was a story. That wasn't just a piece. That was a story you was telling. That was so beautiful. It was like you were speaking on a soulmate. And, you know, we have lots of soulmates in our journey in life. And some of them are karma, but they're still soulmates. We have some kind of connection. And then you have the ones that make you feel like you're in a state of euphoria for as long as you know them, as long as you can have some kind of connection with them. It's just beautiful and balanced in the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you are romantic or intimate in a different way, it could just be a regular friendship, but it's beautiful and you feel like nothing can break that bond.
Right.
I really love that.
I got one person in my life that I think of in that way. I call him my woosah, because all it takes is for him to call me, you know, and I see his number pop up on the phone, and immediately, like, the anxiety goes down, and I can just relax.
Everything,
you know,
is all right. Yeah.
Right. I can just be who I am, and it's cool, you know. And you don't get a whole lot of those in life.
Yeah, I know. Believe me, I know. Oh, wow. That's so awesome.
So, what have you got going on with Epiphany?
Well, I don't have a topic for Wednesday night, but you can still catch me and my sexy, sultry voice diva, Mrs. VIP, in Divas Talk every Wednesday night at 9 here in Epiphany. And I got a feeling it's going to be possibly another open mic, which is fine with me because I think that open mics take the pressure off of you. It kind of like puts you in a box when you say write about this, but when you say open mic, you know, you don't have anything.
Whatever they have.
Absolutely. And every Monday night, well, mostly every Monday night, you can catch me co-hosting with the host of King and Queen's Quarters. That is Joel Atterbury, King Atterbury, a.k.a. Sergio Atterbury. And that's just wearing what you got. All right. Back to you, Diva.
Okay. All right. I don't know what C-Double's over there pouring, but he's over there messing around behind that bar. So I'm hoping that I'm putting you in good hands.
I know I'm in good hands. I know I am. You know, it's all good. It's all good. I'll holler at him when I get over there.
Okay. All right. Well, thank
one
you
love,
for coming
one
through. One love,
always.
One mic.
One love, one mic.
That's La Pearl La Negra, better known, also known as Danielle Thaney. Again, if you are into having anything that is personally made for you, hand crocheted, she's who you need to look up on Facebook as Danielle, D-O-N-Y-E-L-L-E, Thaney. And check out the stuff that she's doing. And also, check her out here on Epiphany on Wednesday night with Divas Talk and Monday night on King and Queen's Quarters. That's La Perla Negra. So I see a familiar face that I haven't seen in a minute hanging out in the wings here. It is Sinister Spittle. Hey, Sinister, what's happening?
Not much. How are you? How are you?
I am good. I miss you. You haven't been in a minute.
My schedule's clearing out and balancing, and I'm balancing out. Life's getting, you know, where I can manage. And so if I catch it, I'm going to be here, and I happen to catch it tonight. So that's a good day. It's a really good day. Usually, you know, most days I need an adult. Today I was the adult. I took care of a lot of shit. Got my tattoo finished, and I'm a happy camper.
Well, that's good. I'm glad you managed to get some things done today. Now, I'm anxious to hear what you brought through for me tonight.
Yeah, well, it's Brandon. It actually started Wednesday, Thursday morning, I think. I don't know. I was fucked up. Anyway, I just finished it, and whenever you're ready.
All right, the mic is yours.
Driven to be smitten. I want to want you, not need you. Like the colors just staying until unfortunately remain the meager sustenance. I was not fed upon ample love. I don't want to be forlorn. I was love and the lord of my heart's palpitation. My cortex raced at beauty I wished to embrace, cherish, worship. The skies above showing open on things I've never seen. I have in my mind the third is open wide. I feel too much. But can you feel me? Can we touch this longing embrace? Almost can envision your face. It's your name. The shadow upon my mind's melody. I wish to be smitten. Adoring the caution of your dare. I don't want to be impaired anymore. Only drunken on you and love, finding lust in the thrust of discovery. I must touch your skin. Tell me again, why? Why, oh, I know why. You. Come on, baby. You're so beautiful. The smiling face. My mind is at a rough. I want you to be my rhyme. The mental sends you, see, yeah. That's me, baby. I want that careless. I dance upon the floor of your harmony. I want to touch the depth of yours, the all. I want to get to know your mind. I want to know how you roll. What scream hides in the back of your cerebral. What you love to embellish when she wails the inhibitions away. What you say. Can we dance in lover's waterfall? Absorbed, driven, the Bafri breeze.
I wasn't expecting that ending. So, tell me what inspired that piece.
I was kind of dancing with these pieces. I don't really search because I don't really trust anybody, but my desire to seek out, a healthy relationship. A jump in the dare of, revelry and mutual engagement.
Okay. Yeah, we all have that need for somebody that we can relate to. I can understand that. It's good to hear you in good spirits.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that last part?
I said it's good to hear you in good spirits. It's been a minute since I heard you.
Yeah, I've been trying to bring you down, but you don't fall, or you don't fail. You never fall, you falter. You don't fail unless you lie down and die. And I ain't dying anytime soon. So strap on the boots. And get going.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I want to be
a jaded asshole. I'm an asshole, but I'm not that kind of asshole. And my heart's not dead. My heart's not dead. 20 years was taken for me, but I did it for love and 3 children, and now it's time for me. And this is, this is how I'm discovering. This is how I'm discovering me. And hopefully, someone else will help me discover. What is it to be in a real relationship for fucking change?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We go through our changes and we deal with the things we have to deal with, but, you come to a point where you have to be about yourself. We give our time away to so many things, family and work and all kinds of things. So, sometimes we have to just take a step back and say, okay, what is it I really want and how do I really get that? So I can appreciate your journey.
Thank you. Thank you. It was a pleasure sharing that with you. Finished it. All but the last stanza was already pretty much written. So.
All right. Well, thank you for bringing that through. And La Perla Negra and C-Double are over there in the bar, and you're welcome to join them.
All right. Well, I got the gin and juice and the Yingling. Let's party. Take your socks off,
okay.
baby.
All right, now. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
That was Sinister Spittle bringing through his beautiful words. We thank you for joining us here on Epiphany. Let's pay a couple of bills and then we'll get back to it here.
Epiphany Radio.
You're listening to Epiphany Radio, and this is Lisa Lipps here in the Inkwell, where we want to know what moves your pen. Bring your pieces and let us know what caused you to write that. And if you're listening to us online, you want to hang with us, and you want to get on stage, that number to call is 319-527-6300. And please press the 1 to join us here in the queue. Now, we're going to take a little bit of a music break and come back with a little bit more. But right now, we're going to jump into this Al Green.
Myself with no one else, 'cause it was better than I imagined.
could never make you say true. Hate to say it, but it's too late. My expectations, solo you can't relate to. Baby, but I don't blame you, baby. You're the one I always escape to. Stay too impatient, maybe I'm just afraid to call you. Need you to tell me if it's okay too. Is it okay? I thought it'd be worse, cause it hurts me, but still I can't see myself with no one else, cause it was better than I imagined. Better than I imagined, cause it was better than I imagined. Better than I imagined.
Hey, in the scramble to get a flight, I lost my phone. And from the hotel phone, I couldn't get a flight back to the States. I realized you're the only number I know by heart. Last time I was here, we were together, remember?
Or go back and stay. I I just took my socks off.
Take them off.
I just took my socks off.
Take them off.
I just took my socks off.
Take them off.
At Epiphany Radio.
I wonder how it feels to be loved unseen, to be touched by a man who doesn't know daylight. Does his lack of one sense increase his skills in others? If a man can only see with his hands, will his touch show you things you never knew about yourself? Will his kisses probe into depths of your soul that a sighted man can't fathom? Will the scent of my skin arouse rivers of desire that seeing me in my lingerie can't touch? And can the taste of my cookie bring forth his sweet cream in ways unknown to open eyes? Will the sound of my voice arouse his needs way past anything envisioned by eyes wide shut? And if blindfolded, can my sighted lover increase our connection? All these things I wonder. Can you show me? That's Blind by Lisa Litt. I want to thank you all for coming through tonight. It has been a beautiful night of poetry. We've heard from some of the old faithfuls and some of the returning voices, and it has been amazing to have you all here. Epiphany Radio's flagship shows are all here every night of the week. So if you're in the mood for poetry and you want to come through, pretty much you can find us here every night. So don't miss us, you know, just because you don't know what to do with yourself, just pick up the phone, 319-527-6300. We're here every night. And I'll be back, not next Friday, but the Friday after, with more great music, amazing poetry, beautiful thoughts and feelings right here in the Inkwell. Have an amazing night, and thank you for coming through.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. On a perfect day, that I can count on you. Oh, and that's not possible. Tell me, can you weather the storm? Oh, 'cause I need somebody who will stand by me through the good times and bad times. Always. Always be right there. Sunny days, everybody loves them. Tell me, baby, can you stand the rain? Oh, storms will come. This we know for sure. Tell me, baby, can you stand the rain? Yeah. Love unconditional, I'm not asking just of you. Ooh, girl, to make it last, I do whatever needs to be done. 'Cause I need somebody who will stand by me when it's time. She won't run, she will always, always be right there. Sunny days, everybody loves them. Tell me, baby, can you stand the rain? Storms will come, this we know for sure.
This we know.
Tell me, baby, can Tell me, baby, can you stand the rain? Can't stand it. Oh, tell me, baby, can you stand the rain?